3, let your body go limp and loose. 2, and 1, let your mind go blank. I'm going to create some tools for you to use in labor. Some of these tools you'll practice every day, and others you'll wait until you're in labor to use them. The first tool that we're going to create is called vibrations. We're going to call forth a moment in your life that has already been created, a moment that you can depend upon. And I want you to create that emotion, that vibration, to move through your entire being right now as we practice. So the first vibration I want you to feel is trust. I want you to call forth a moment that you felt total trust. And we can simply start with the trust that the sun is going to rise in the morning. Just as you trust that the moon will shine in the evening. You trust that our world will revolve around its axis, around and around. You just trust that. And you trust that there's oxygen in the air, that you will always be able to breathe. I want you to really feel the dynamic awareness of that level of trust. This is the same level of trust I want you now to apply to your body. You trust that you don't need to control your heart beating or the oxygen moving into your body. You don't need to control the blood exchanging into your baby. You know that all your needs are taken care of. You just simply trust this, a natural, inherent trust. When we finally truly trust a process, we no longer stare at it. We generally surrender to a higher principle and power. We just know that it takes care of all of our needs. I want you to feel that level of trust right now in your body. Feel it move from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Good. That's a very powerful feeling. When you're in labor, I want you to just let go and trust that your body knows exactly what to do. You don't need to do anything.